Y'all, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Not all monsters are under the bed. Some are sleeping next to you. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
In a case like this, let's just play devil's advocate for a second. Let's say Diddy gets to court and it's on the sex trafficking and all that. Not this one specifically. But let's say things work out in Diddy's favor. Let's say for whatever reason, it looks like he might be getting off. Is that more incentive then at that point to go after some of these other cases that really could be prosecuted, that there is a lot of evidence for? You have the victim that says, Diddy shot me. You have witnesses there. Apparently, allegedly, Jennifer Lopez may know quite a bit as well. When you have that sort of thing, do you then reignite those if it looks like it may not be going so much your way in terms of taking a criminal down by then reigniting some of these old crimes to make sure that they do go down?
Again, conjecture and guessing on my part. In this case like this where you have murder involved, my assumption is going to be that they're going to try to allow that to be part of what they prosecute now.
Okay.
That's just too big to let go. As long as it's not outside any kind of statutes, as long as it's not a double jeopardy kind of thing or fruit of the poison strand, there's all kinds of legalese things that it's not completely in my area of expertise, but sure. What is that they will, if they can do it, because this is a high crime and misdemeanor kind of thing. I mean, you got murder in here, loss of people's lives. Yeah. If they can include it with the original, they're going to do it, because then they're not going to lose one case and try to prosecute him on something else. It's all going to be one package. Mm-hmm. There won't be like, oh, well, we failed here, so let's just redo the whole thing again and try on over in here. It's all going to be one part of one package. I think still, to me, the biggest thing they're going to go for is going to be the child sex trafficking.
Yeah, that certainly is going to be very fascinating to see what exactly comes out there. Did he even send a cease and desist letter for this documentary from jail, which I thought was kind of interesting. As a behavioralist, you have someone who's behind bars. He's sending a cease and desist letter about something that factually happened and people have every right to talk about. What does that tell you about, Diddy?
I don't know if he really registers. He's behind bars.
No.
I mean, it's the mindset. It's like the location is right, but the mindset still hasn't wrapped around and taken accountability for what's going on in his life potentially. Mm-hmm. And also, I read it as well. You know, the judge is questioning rightfully, how is he communicating? Mm. You know, I mean, that you know, he's in jail. How come we don't hear from everyone behind bars like this? Is there special treatment going on here? I mean, so there's a lot here that the fact that he's able to do certain things from behind bars really troubles me. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. You know, in other words, is he treated the same as every other prisoner that's awaiting trial? I don't know. Because again, I don't know the answer to that one, but the fact he's able to send it out is what is troubling to me. And the fact that he did send it out with that kind of presumption that he's right.
It's like the bravado that he used to have and the power that he used to yield. I don't know that. I mean, this kind of shows, I think, a lot of us that he still thinks he's that person, or he still thinks that's there. And I don't know that he'll ever not think that, quite honestly.
That'll be interesting, won't it? That'll be really interesting because, like, let's put on our thinking cap, our thought experiment. So let's play it forward. So here's Diddy. Let's hypothesize he's convicted and he now is sentenced. Say he's sentenced to life. Is he going to be in a general prison population, or is there going to be some sort of deal where he can get special treatment because of who he is behind bars because of threats to his life?
Yeah.
So will he really have the type of prison life that, you know, a Ted Bundy did? I don't know.
Well, and how long can you give special treatment to someone? I mean, at some point, doesn't that run out? Doesn't it, like, okay, you've been here for, it was a high profile case. You were once this person, but now this is you. It's time to go to the general population.
You would think. Yeah, I think so. But, don't know. I honestly do not know on this one.
Of course, he's still trying to get out on bail. Those all being denied left and right. It has been fascinating, though, that he's attempted now four times with four different bizarre scenarios that, again, mm-hmm. very arrogant, very grandiose, thinking, oh, yes, the judge will give him special treatment to go live in this penthouse or to go live on his island or to go do this or that. And you can watch me and all. I mean, it's just, no. Why would they? Just because your name is Sean Diddy Combs? It seems to me that's what he's resting on. And he seems to believe, just like he seemed to believe throughout most of these crimes, is that he was above the law. Mm-hmm. And he would get special treatment no matter what.
And if you keep asking, you'll just get your special treatment eventually. I just keep my fingers crossed that the judge stays firm because I like it. He shouldn't be out. I mean, the fact he's able to do, and this is what I think the judge was pointing out by the questions he's asking about the communications he's able to have, what he's able to even do behind bars is troubling to me.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be put in. Just silence him. He can't talk to anyone except his lawyer. It's not good.
Yeah.
Because the potential for intimidation is really, really high. But luckily, I think there's such a group think now of survivors of him that power of that group is going to overwhelm any influence he may have on them. So my guess is behaviorally what he's going to attempt to do or is attempting to do is cherry pick the people he's going after to try to do what? Sow seeds of doubt in any jury.
Well, it seems that's been his game a little bit here lately with his birthday. There was the video of him and his kids and the prosecution, the DA saying this was just a ploy to get attention and to more so humanize him and use his mm-hmm. own children for his benefit, which I thought was kind of sick. The fact that video even kind of came out that way of the birthday. On the surface, it looks innocent, but on the other end, it's like you're using your kids as a ploy to humanize you when you have such egregious, horrible crimes you're being accused of against other human beings. That's, yeah.
Yes. I'm going to, again, I, you know me with my, the context factor I love throwing in here. So, the behavior of him accepting it from his children is what we're really, because we don't know where it came from. Did he initiate it? Because remember, think about this. Your daughter, if you were accused of something, you would, because I know you're a good dad, you know, and you would never want to involve your daughter like this, but she cares for you so much that she would initiate anything she could to put herself in the way. So we don't know whether the kids initiated this or it was his contrived. Now, we're assuming it was him because he's a manipulative guy, but he wields a lot of influence and most likely over his children too. So it might've been initiated by the children. Granted, it was accepted by him. But again, there's a lot of different optics that you never know are quite there. That's why I loved less like thinking, reversing it.
Yeah.
Because it's because when you're doing cases like this, it's really important to understand the context of so many different angles and so many different optics, because eventually it's all going to come together in a courtroom. Mm-hmm. And understanding the origin story of each one of these individuals and where these things originated from is really key and critical, because that's what the prosecution is going to present to the jury. If it does go to jury trial on this, that's what we're assuming it is going to be anyway, because it doesn't look like we're going to have a plea deal. But, you know, it's important to understand, I think, all these different optics, because it gives us more to think about, I think, for a deeper understanding of what the actual nuance is. And also in this case, too, the depth of influence he's had over lives that surround him, including his children.
Mm-hmm. And it also kind of shows a little bit, too, the apple doesn't fall that far from the tree if you've lived a life with a parent that knows how to manipulate things. That's who you're learning from. You're going to pick up on the same skills that they are, you know, exhibiting out there into the world.
Great example, Buster Murdoch.
Yeah.
Alex Murdoch's son. He's doing exactly the same thing. He's standing by his dad. His dad is convicted of murdering his mom and his brother. And yet he is standing firm. He's throwing himself in the line of fire to the best of his ability. So it's one of those types of situations. And as more objective spectators stand back from that and say, what are you, nuts? Mm-hmm. But when your entire life wasn't objectively separated as a loving critic and you were involved in that inner circle, especially if you're a child of one of these people, that effect is very, very different. And your context of what truth is very different as well. So I think it's important to remember that in these cases. It might not have been Diddy initiating, hey, come save me. It might have been the kids doing it on their own initiative.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam. I know. I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting than playing Chumba Casino. Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam. So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeet.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.